talk sports and more with Lucas and Lupe on the Sports Review, Monday nights after 6. Now more Up Front with Vicki McKenna on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
We've got another break to spend here with Dr. Harvey Kushner. You can find him online at familysecuritymatters.com. Actually, links straight to your blog, I just checked. Or to your website, rather. And we were talking about the situation and the utter almost, I don't know if it's lack of interest, Harvey, if it's lack of understanding, or it's just all of this together and the fear of being harmed either through a lawsuit or through physical harm that has made the media treat this story in a very cursory fashion and not looking at it in depth. And the only thing we really are talking about here is whether or not it's appropriate to print those cartoons, which is why we're spending time talking about the assault on Christianity and what inside the United States, which is fine, except that it's not the central issue. The central issue is we are so wedded to this idea that we can't offend people. I don't even think we're willing to see the real story behind these cartoons.
No, you're absolutely right. And you can't count out the two factors of fear, and both physical and through having to deal in a court of law. The Council of American Islamic Relations has handled that. They've slapped everybody with suits who has even mentioned anything negative in terms about Islam. And certainly there is a fear that I've never thought I'd see in this country by newspaper editors that if you would discuss this particular issue, and I saw one last night on television from a paper in Massachusetts who came out and absolutely said, look, I would have loved to cover the story, but I have to consider about the people who work for me, the people in the building, and their families. And let's face it, there is a possibility of retaliation, and I can't take that chance rekindling that. And that, to me, is quite chilling, that you could hear a major paper literally explain to the public and have the editor having the ability to come on television and say that's the reason why they didn't do the story. We had a resignation in New York yesterday of a couple of writers and a couple of editors from a newspaper in New York, a New York newspaper, because they also wouldn't follow up and discuss the story. So, but that said, this is very clever. This has been orchestrated over the last decade or
by
Islamic lobby.
And you mentioned CARE. I mean, this is they understand the PR game of all this. What's the critical mass though? Where are we going to see that, or when are we going to see that happen? We keep hearing about a tipping point in the Middle East. What about inside the United States and that tipping point that is going to make people snap to attention and say, "Aha! I get what's going on now."
I think tipping point becomes just like when you have a hot war, when you have the actual attack physically. I think people will realize this is not just an attack against their senses or against, political correctness, but this also poses a tremendous physical risk to them. And I think that's going to happen here. I think the Muslim communities are very clever in keeping a low profile on this because one would say, well, look, it doesn't happen here. Well, then again, maybe the American experiment is working in certain Muslim communities out in Detroit and up in that region of the world, or that they understand American society is somewhat different. Maybe they love the American experiment.
Well, I'm not sure they love the American experiment, but I think it is obvious that the American society is different, and that kind of behavior that is being tolerated in Europe right now is not easily tolerated in the United States.
Well, that's true, but also you got to look at it this way. Europe, to a great extent, although we never heard Jacques Chirac say much negative about Iraq or about Islam, they kept their people from that faith pretty segregated. And the same thing in London. If you look in England, they really are separate and unequal communities. Inside the United States, Muslims, to a great extent, have been put right through the mainstream of this country to some extent.
To more of an extent than Europe, as we haven't
exactly.
We haven't allowed them, essentially given them free access to create these very cloistered enclaves, which allow that sort of culture of hatred in the radical elements
but
to fester.
But it's coming here. I could tell you that CARE and other Islamic organizations are trying en masse to change the noise ordinances across the United States in certain towns and municipalities. Why? So during the five times when it's called to prayer from the minaret, the tower of the mosque, They could literally have the same type of signal that you have when.
Yeah, I've heard about, you know, I've heard about this. You know what? You know, there's something called Bluetooth, and you can get it sent to you directly into your earpiece.
Because
you know what? If in fact you see the first community capitulate to that, we got some trouble.
But that's going to happen, and it's happening here very subtly behind the scenes. For example, up in Canada, the Islamic courts really deal with people on not only on civil matters, like they do here in certain religions, but also in criminal matters. And so there's a great lobby in this country that certain Islamic communities are going to want to set up courts based on Sharia, Islamic law, which would adjudicate cases involving people of the Islamic faith, which is, you know, when you think about it, it's really, really, really dangerous. So these type of things, from the changing of noise ordinances to the changing of the court system, also to prayer in school and in other areas, I think Americans are going to start to realize this. You know, I talk about in Holy War that prior to World War II, the number of mosques in this country, you count on a hand. Now you have thousands of them, and they're cropping up thousands at a time across the United States.
And your one of your compadres over there at Family Security Matters website, Frank Gaffney, talks about how those mosques have been co-opted by the very, very radical elements of the religion.
Absolutely.
So you've got more mosques that are being that are more easily being co-opted now. That's a problem. Now, actually, before we run out of time, I do want to mention this. We keep referencing the Council on American Islamic Relations, and I've talked about this group on the program before. They put out, just to kind of give you an idea how subtle some of this is, they put out a very, very polite press release in anticipation of President Bush's State of the Union address. It was incredibly polite, but it insists, please don't mention, you know, fundamentalist Islam, jihadists, or anything. I mean, it was a very polite press release, and it seemed so reasonable. And that's the plan. This is an organization that's had three of its members arrested and convicted on terrorist-related charges. Three of its key members, not three of its lowly members, but three of its
founders
and/or leaders.
Right.
And they understand. They're very media savvy people. They understand the language to use inside this country. They understand our desire to not offend people and to be politically correct. You can go on their website. They posted it up on their website. Read it for yourself. It's very polite.
You're absolutely right. Very clever. It's a PR. It's the same thing as every terror organization from Hamas to Hezbollah employ PR organizations to put their face on it, spin on it that'll be palpable to the American public.
I'd like to see the spin they're going to put on the behead in the name of Islam signs, though. Dr. Harvey Kushner, I do appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the program. Sorry I biffed your last name there right at the end. FamilySecurityMatters.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Hungry for information? Then belly up to the all-you-can-eat smorgasbord. News Talk 1310, WIBA.